94.7 WMAS with the Kellogg Crew, 86.08. Mostly cloudy, a chance of an afternoon shower, a high of 68. And time now for our Tuesday and Thursday feature, Retweet or Delete. We share some famous celebrity tweets with you, and then we're judge, jury, and executioner. We hit the delete button.
Yeah.
On some celebrity tweets, and you can play along, too, to see if you agree. All right, so do we retweet or delete? Here's the first tweet. Very simple, from Andy McDowell, okay?
The
lovely Andy McDowell writes, when someone hits you with anger, strike them with love. Someone hits you with anger, strike them with love. Dina?
I get what she's trying to do here. I have to delete it, though. She shouldn't be saying strike them with love. She's saying hit them back. But I don't know. It just feels very, I don't know.
It's a very aggressive love.
Hit them with their best shot.
Love.
Well,
yeah.
I like it because in the middle of an argument, when you're yelling stuff back and forth, just in the middle go, oh, yeah, I love you.
Yeah.
I love you. Is that fine with you?
I'm going to throw this heart at you.
Pat Benatar can say it, but I'm not for Andy.
Hit me with your best love.
I'm deleting it.
Okay. I'm gonna retweet it just because I'd like to throw it in during the next fight with my wife.
Right. That's a good idea.
And then just confuse her.
Is she promoting the new Angry Birds movie? Is that why?
Oh,
she's
maybe.
Talking about that? Is she part of that? If this is a cheap trick to get us to go watch that, then I say delete.
Speaking of Angry Birds,
yeah.
Uh-oh. We delete it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we delete that. Well, we need a buzzer there.
There
okay.
we go.
All right, here we go with the next tweet comes from Ellen DeGeneres talking about Friday the 13th. She said, it's Friday the 13th. I'm not scared. There are too many real things to be afraid of, like glitter, or if Khaleesi will escape the Dothraki.
Okay, we're going to have to retweet that.
Yeah.
I don't care who it's from. We're retweeting it because, first of all, she's right. Glitter is one of the scariest things on the planet.
Have you ever tried to get that stuff off? It's impossible.
It does not come out.
Nope.
And, you know, it's obvious that she's a Game of Thrones fan. Going to have to say yes. And, Ellen, you can come over to my house.
What if Khaleesi
gets
nailed with glitter on the next episode?
Whoa.
That would be horrific.
That'd be crazy.
For Ellen DeGeneres. So I'm going to retweet that. Lopez?
I'd retweet it.
All right. Three retweets, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and finally, Conan O'Brien tweets, I consider a hostile work environment any office that has a karaoke night.
Ooh.
Dina, do you retweet or delete?
I'll retweet it. He's got a good point.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, we do Kellogg Crew karaoke. Kind of makes me think.
Yeah, ooh.
Kind of makes me think about that.
As that.
Well, it's not something like you do on the side. Like, what company do you know that does karaoke night? So I'm going to delete it because I just don't think I don't think people do it.
We do karaoke mornings sometimes.
Yeah, we do it here.
Right, but not like the average, like a real job. They don't like go to karaoke afterwards if you have a real employment, unlike us.
You don't know? You've never worked a real job. How
That's
would you
true.
Know?
I have
That's
no
true.
Clue. I'm just guessing no. Lopez?
I'm going to say if there is that job that has it, it is dangerous, so I will retweet it.
Yes.
Okay, do you give it a retweet?
I
retweet
it.
All right, there we go.
I agree.
2-3, you win. And that's another edition of Retweet or Delete, only with the Kellogg Crew on your karaoke station. We are 94.7 WMAS at 6:11.
Hi, Bob here.
94.7 WMAS, it's the Kellogg Crew with Chris Kellogg, Dina, and Lopez. It is 7:50 on a Tail Wagon Tuesday. Lori Swanson is here from Dakin Humane Society. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Who is this adorable chihuahua that you have?
Isn't she cute? This is Chiquita.
She is a brown and white, and she is just adorable. Now, she's an older dog. She's in retirement, right?
She is. But she's in her golden years, so she's got a lot of good years to go. She's 10 years old, and she is a spayed female. And this is a dog that wants nothing more than to be on somebody's lap and be a constant companion.
Yeah, you can sit around and watch Game of Thrones. And
sure.
She looks like she'd like to discuss it afterwards.
Yes, I think she's a fan of the dire wolf, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But she looks like she would be a good dog for, you know, someone, a calmer household, right?
Yeah, you know, she's pretty quiet. She enjoyed the car. She's going to be happy to go wherever that, you know, wherever you go.
Yeah.
She's probably going to be best to be an only pet. You know, I think she's just like over the disturbances of having other dogs around her.
And you said she doesn't bark much, so maybe a good apartment dog where you wouldn't lose your deposit because she's just very chill.
True that. She is. She's very content. She's most content when she's in my arms.
Yeah,
this
she's
is
so
when
cute.
She's most content.
You have to be prepared to fall in love with her. I mean, honestly, this is a warning, fair warning. You will be smitten with Chiquita.
Yeah, she's very cute. And she's you know, she's the kind of dog that she does like a little walk. She is very, you know, kind of gets like spry and Spurky. Spurky. Is that a new word?
Yeah, yes. She's got these puppy dog eyes, though. She's looking at me. She's like, please, have somebody adopt me. Please, yeah. Say good things about me, because yeah. I need a good home.
Take me for a little walk, and then put me in your lap.
And smaller dogs tend to have, generally, a longer life, right?
They do. They mm-hmm. do. I mean, that's the benefit. You know, when you have a senior dog, you're kind of getting a dog that you know a little bit. They're kind of through that puppy destructiveness, right?
That's true.
And so you kind of know what you get. You can still teach an old dog new tricks. But a dog like this is kind of going to be an instant companion.
Now, you've got Chiquita here. How many dogs do you have at the shelter right now, taken?
Right now, there's only a few on the adoption floor, which, how nice is that, that they get adopted
That's
so quickly?
Yeah. A lot of kittens, a lot of cats?
Not a lot of kittens. Mm-hmm. You know, the numbers of kittens has gone down over the years, thanks to our spay-neuter clinic and other programs that are making a difference in the lives of animals.
Awesome. So for the animals that are there, though, we'd love to find them all great homes, right?
Well, every animal deserves a chance.
Yes.
Young and old, and this is surely one that is going to make a great pet for a family or, you know, a couple or just an individual person.
I don't know, even Leslie. You don't look like you're willing to give her up.
Chiquita's not for you. If she's not, or she gets adopted, there's plenty of other animals. How can they get a hold of you? Obviously, at Dakin.
Sure, they can check out the website at DakinHumane.org or give us a call.
We'd come visit little Chiquita Bonita because she's adorable.
Yep, she's going to get adopted. All right, thank you so much, Leslie, for coming in.
Thanks.
Chiquita, best of luck to you. One Republic on 94.7 WMAS with the Kellogg Crew at 7:40. Checking your weather, brought to you by Leah Hanna on Northampton of Northampton on King Street. Mostly cloudy, a chance of afternoon showers, a high of 68. And now, Dina's got some dirt at the 44th. Brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Need to make home improvements? They can help with loan rates as low as 1.95% APR and home equity lines of credit. For details, check them out at Pioneer Valley Credit Union. So what's up?
All right, there's a segment on entertainment tonight. It's called In Defense Of. And Raven Simone was on, and she talked about Kim Kardashian. That's who she decided she was going to defend. She said Kim understands what her worth is. She understands what she brings to our society, which I have no idea what that is. And she capitalizes on it. Some people can't dance, some can't sing, and some can't act. But some people have that X factor. And that X factor is what she has. She knows how to work it.
Mm-hmm.
So good to know that there's someone in her corner. She's
people may hate her, but they still watch her show.
That's right.
Love to
still
hate her.
Still make her money.
That's what it is. You love to hate her.
DinasDirt.com.
Sinead O'Connor was found safe yesterday. She was missing for more than a day after she went out on a bike ride, and police had a request to check on her. When she left around 6 in the morning on Sunday, she hadn't returned by 9:30 yesterday. Police had classified her as missing and suicidal, but they were able to find her. And she wasn't too appreciative of it. It was kind of like weird. After she was found, she went to Facebook and she posted a rant against her family, suggesting that they don't care if she really dies. And she went on a pretty long rant. I'm going to put the link up on dinasdirt.com if you want to check it out there. Really? But I'm hoping she gets the help she seems to need.
Really do, because it's been a long time coming.
It really has.
Dinasdirt.com.
Well, this is news that I didn't take very well, but according to Shane Black, who is the director of Iron Man 3, he says Aldrich Killian, who is the main antagonist, the main villain, was supposed to be a woman. But Marvel nixed the idea because, a female toy isn't going to sell that well. That is exactly why they scrapped it, and they admit it.
You don't mention that, though.
They admitted it, yeah. But you know what? On the flip side, Warner Brothers and DC, they're putting a lot of faith in the Suicide Squad, and they've decided that Harley Quinn is going to star in a movie of her own after Suicide Squad comes out. So she's going to be the female villain. It's going to be her own movie, and they're going to have a lot of female superheroes in that, so I will fully support them.
DinasDirt.com.
And Chloe Moretz and Brooklyn Beckham, they went on the red carpet together for Chloe's new movie, Neighbors 2, Sorority Rising. This is their first red carpet appearance as a couple, and what she has to say about that now is get over it. It's real. We're together, and that's it.
It's real.
All this, you know, coyness about them being a couple and them posting these cute little sweet Instagram posts. They say, yeah, we're a couple now. Get over it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, no, I'm sorry, sweetie, but you're putting your life out there like that. You're going to have to accept that there's going to come some prying eyes.
There's a get over it button, too, I think, on Twitter, isn't
is there?
Is there? Yeah.
That's a good idea.
That's your dirt at 7:40. Like more fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 8:40.
There's more with.